Welcome to Intentionality with Paul Kempf, the podcast where we explore the possibilities and opportunities that can be created by a more intentional life. Hold on. It's now been 24 episodes where I've said the same thing in every single podcast. And yes, there is something to be said for routine, for doing things the same way, especially when it comes to forming a habit. But I think one has to be careful also, because sometimes it can get boring, less interesting. So I think today I must start a little bit differently, especially because I've got such an interesting guest for my interview today. But more about her later. I want to ask you a question today. How's your intentional journey been? What have you learned from Intentionality with Paul Kempf over the last 5 months? And yes, I actually went and checked this morning. It's been more than 5 months since we released the first episode of Intentionality with Paul Kempf. And I sincerely hope in the last 5 months, there's a few things that you have taken from this podcast, that you have taken to heart, and that you have intentionally implemented in your life. As always, please subscribe, please follow us, please share on social media so we can reach more people and impact more lives. This is episode 25. And today we're going to continue the exploration of FFG. As I said last week, I want to introduce you to the people of FFG. I want you to get to know the amazing people of FFG. And I also want to share some information with you about FFG. Now, the interesting fact about FFG that I want to share today is the fact that we have 21 different business units in the FFG group of companies, business units and subsidiaries. And we have branches in Pretoria, Potchefstroom, Clarksdorp, Paul, George, and interestingly enough, in Mauritius. And today, as my guest for an interview, unfortunately not on the couch, but on Teams, joining us from Potchefstroom, we have a very, very special woman. And it is my privilege to welcome as my seventh guest on IWPK and third guest from FFG, Karen Eckley. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning, and thank you for the wonderful introduction.
It's awesome to have you here. Karen is the managing director of one of the subsidiaries in the FFG group. The company that Karen manages is Trustees for the Future. Karen, you have been a part of the FFG group even longer than me. Tell us a little bit. How long has it been? How did this journey start? And where did this idea of Trustees for the Future come from?
Yes, Paul, I've been with the company for 24 years now. I couldn't believe it myself, but I'm running with the years, so it's easy to count. And my journey started at the bank. I was a young student, and I entered the world of fiduciary services at Volkswagen Bank, and right when the amalgamation with Trust Bank and United started. So we were in the baby shoe days of trusts or trust companies and Absa Trust specifically. So my journey started there. And that was in 1989.
That's amazing, Karen. 24 years, that's an absolute lifetime. Now, before we delve into exactly what Trustees for the Future does, it's important for me that the listeners to the podcast and the viewers on YouTube get to know you a little bit better, who Karen is. And let's start with your passion. What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that gets you up in the morning or puts a smile on your face?
So, yes, Paul, there are quite a few things that make me happy and puts a smile on my face. But I think the main thing that makes me get up in the morning is the fact that I found my purpose in life very early on in my career. When I started at the bank, I was the middleman between the client and the trust division. And I think that whole relationship building between the client in a time of disarray in their lives showed me the path that my career needed to take. And that one intentionally needs to form that relationships with clients very, very early on in your life. That's how my career started. And I think a lot of things, my children, my loved ones, my family, My animals, my pets, everything makes me happy, and I love being allowed to live this life that I was given to live. But the main thing that really, really makes a difference in my life and makes me feel worthwhile is what we do on an everyday basis at this company, at Trustees for the Future and in the FFG Group, because we come to the office with the intention to make others' lives better. And that really, really is worth living for and getting up in the morning.
I love it. Thanks for sharing, Karen. Do you know what really resonates for me? You speak about a reason for being, and it's something that I've actually spoken about twice in some of the previous episodes. I used the Japanese concept of ikigai, finding a reason for being. So I love what you've said. It really resonates with me. Karen, I know you have a crazy work ethic. You work incredibly long hours, overtime, weekends. How do you manage to keep going for so many years, to not give up or to suffer from burnout? What's your secret?
I think firstly, because I really do like what I do. But if I can, I can tell you a little bit of a story out of my own life. Our partner, Dick, that passed away. One morning I met him in the parking lot, and I was in a hurry. And I says, "Where are you running off to?" I said, "I'm late for work. I need to be here at 10. He says, "Why don't you change your office hours to 9? And I immediately stopped in my tracks and I thought, "Why don't I?" And I think slow mornings have always been the thing for me. I wake up, I drink my hot cup of tea. I hate cold tea, by the way. I go to my garden, I cut dead flowers, I see new blooms popping up, I smell and I breathe. And I think in that moment, the gratitude that you feel and that you experience in nature and just being without needing to do is the thing that always revitalizes me early in the morning. And then I can face anything and long hours during the day by having that moment of silence, that absolute nothingness. But with just nature around you and just yourself and your own thoughts in that moment.
Karen, I love that. You know what? A few years ago, I might have been critical of that kind of morning routine. You know me as a 5 a.m. club guy. And I've always been advocating this thing about getting up in the morning and having a routine. And I've really come to realize lately that everybody is different. Some of us are morning people. Some of us are late night people, but the important part is what you've done is you've taken that early morning routine and you've made it something in your life, a part of your life that really helps you, that gives meaning to your life, and that helps you cope with everything that's going on in your life. That's really awesome. Thanks for that. Now let's get to Trustees for the Future. I would love it if you can tell us about some of the things that Trustees for the Future does. What is it that makes you so passionate about Trustees for the Future and the role you play in the bigger FFG group of companies?
Yes, Paul, thank you for that question. It is a company that we are incredibly proud of. We've built us from a dream, a pipe dream. And I think that dream was born when I read the book of George Kinder called Writing the Torch. And that whole book is about having a relationship with your client, understanding their fears and dreams long before you sell a product. So our company is actually not about products and services. It's actually not about fiduciary services. It's about relationships with families long before they are founded and long before a loved one passes away. So yes, that does involve that certain products of which having a properly worded and executed a will, planning your estate, moving around assets to make sure that all your loved ones' needs are catered for in their unique, special ways. All of those products are put into place. But ultimately, it's about our company. It's about forming long and trusted relationships with the families and making sure that we have the ability to carry that relationship from one generation to the next. It doesn't stop with me. It doesn't stop with my client. It should never stop if we do it correctly. And if we really do practice that care and responsibility that comes with being a fiduciary specialist. I hope this answers your question.
It absolutely does. And I've personally experienced the kind of empathy that you're talking about, the kind of care for clients that you're talking about. Do you know what's the one thing I really love about Trustees for the Future is how you've been able to take that philosophy, to take that attitude and instill it in every single person that works in that company of yours. That is really admirable. Karen, there's some interesting developments in Trustees for the Future in the last year. There's a new company that you've launched. Tell us a bit more about that.
That's a very exciting baby on the way, and I think it's already born, and it's trying its new walking shoes now. But yes, and in the line of our products being estate planning, calculating death taxes, calculating your liquidity needs for maintenance of spouses, for maintenance of your children, designing your will and your trust and all the other supporting entities and documents that needs to go with it. In that journey, we found that, yes, we have all of these legal types of documents that sort of regulates how this should work, but we don't have a workshop that carries this legacy forward, that really has a plan where the whole family buys in to carry the funder or the finder of this estate's legacy forward. And in that, a dream was born. So it actually came about from me writing letters to my boys. As Paul said, I work long hours. So when they were small, I used to worry that they wouldn't, I'd die and they wouldn't know that I've known them. So I started writing them letters in case I'm not there so that they can see I knew who they were going to become. So I wrote my boys' letters saying what men I think they would be one day. And then a few years ago, I read these letters and they are now both married and I had my first grandchild. So they're very much grown men now. And I read these letters and I realized I was absolutely spot on. And I was asking myself the question, if I die and I leave them behind, whatever I leave them behind, what would have more value, the material things or these letters? What would be the best? And from that, I've shared with my colleague tomorrow, and Paul, I would love if you could do a separate podcast on the family constitution, that company that was born from this idea. But I then shared this with her, and she made it happen. This family constitution company is something that really takes the culture of the family, the values of family, the unique abilities of each family member, and really workshop it to ensure that when that patriarch or matriarch passes away, that legacy is carried forward with the same style, the same values, and that we can have multi-generational wealth carried on in the same manner. And that is something we are incredibly proud of. Yes, you need a good will, you need trust, you need all of these entities in it. Don't have a constitution, and it's not a binding document, but it's a guideline, and family members don't commit to that and almost like sign up for it, physically sign up for it. Then I think one tends to see that generational wealth is not preserved. And yes, we are incredibly proud of the Family Constitution Company, and I think it's going to be make a real difference in those legacies that has been built up by our clients.
Karen, there's some beautiful things in that answer that you've given us. I love this idea of writing a letter to a child when they are still young and then opening it up later or reading it again later. Congratulations on the grandson. And you are spot on. It is my plan to do a future episode with Tamara as the leader of the Family Constitution Company. It really is an exciting new development in the Trustees for the Future journey. And we just love hearing about it from you. Thank you for that. Is there anything else in store for Trustees for the Future that you want to share with us for this year? Any other exciting developments?
Yes, I think this year we've mainly focused on making doing business a little bit easier to make sure, because we all know that we're in a very highly regulated environment, and it's almost becoming too much of a burden to comply with all of these rules and disclosures and obligations and things. And we we're missing the point why we're doing this as a result of this. So we are trying to design a more artificial intelligence driven process for this. It is very, very difficult for me because I'm still the old school. I need all the Veti typewriter and then I'm in my happy space. But yes, it's new to us. So I think this year is moving forward on to making sure that our clients are kept into the loop on each step of the process, because we tend to advise and we're all excited, but then there's this whole lengthy thing to get everything in place and registered with the master and registered with SARS and through that. And I think clients then feel like this has dwindled down. Where's that excitement? Where's that really hearty thing that we've talked about? Why is this not happening quicker? And we are really trying at Trustees for the Future to make sure that we do that. The very, very next thing is, as I already said, is a relationship with the next generation. And yes, you've said I've been here for 24 years, so that results in the fact that my clients luckily also matures. And their children are now up and coming adults and finding their feet in this world. And to really strengthen that relationship from a company perspective, and for them to getting to know the next generation, yeah, and they've been really like tighten those relationships very much. So that, yes, estate planning and showing a client in visually what you're saving, how this estate plan works, and always doing a fire drill with the client. So if your father passes away, this is what's going to happen, and physically being able to show them from a document, this is what's going to happen. And that when we renew that and when we proceed along this journey, we work on a specific document and towards a specific goal where everything can, before you pass away, be in its place, so that that absolutely devastating event of losing a loved one doesn't affect everything around it. But using the word go smooth is incorrect, but that's the only value I can bring to you. I cannot take away your heartache. I cannot take away the tears when you've lost your father or your mother. I can only do my job, which is my purpose, and it's to make it a little bit easier for you in that very difficult time. And I think by using artificial intelligence, by using systems, by using a work document, I can almost fire draw you every year through that process. It would really make it smoother, so that you could focus on grieving and and I think ultimately, if we define our company's true north, it is that to allow family members in a time of loss to properly grieve and properly heal by doing our job to the best of our ability and making sure that everything runs as smoothly and as effectively as it possibly can in that time, and that you don't need to be uncertain, you don't need to be unsure, you don't need to be scared. You need to know that everything will work as we practiced it, as we almost reviewed it with a fire drill. And I think that that is our company in a nutshell. And you've said that we've instilled this in every staff member. Every single staff member of this company has different skills, unique personalities. But we have one common goal and purpose, and that is to make a real difference in the lives of our clients when they lose loved ones or if they are in a difficult time.
Colin, there's two things that I've noticed that I want to highlight from what you just said. The first one is that one can so clearly and so beautifully see your passion, also so beautifully portrayed by your red hair. That passion of yours is really coming through for this company and for what you do and for what your clients, and for your clients. And then the second thing I want to highlight is how you have so beautifully been able to tell us what your slogan says for Trustees for the Future. And it really is a wonderful slogan: architecting legacies and protecting them passionately. I loved listening to you describe that. Karin, we're getting close to the end of this podcast, this interview. Is there anything that you can share with us about things you do in your life intentionally that helps you to be successful? Anything that you can share with us? After all, the name of the podcast is Intentionality with Paul Kemp.
Absolutely. Well, I can intentionally say that I intentionally make sure that I intentionally make a difference in as any living being, be that an animal, be that a plant, be that a human, every day of my life. I watched a motivational video from Liu Pasquale, and he ultimately is my favorite motivational speaker. And the video is called Only You Can Make the Difference. And then he tells the story about this young guy at a coastline, and all of these starfish used to like wash up on shore. And there was miles and miles of starfish dying. And he was writing a book, and he walked up and down the shoreline early mornings, and he saw this young boy throwing back the starfish in the sea. And he asked him one day, "What are you doing? And you can't make a difference. There's thousands of miles of starfish." And he said, he threw one in and said he made a difference for this one. And I've lived by that motto every single day of my life, to make a difference, be that by smiling at a waiter, encountering somebody at a stop street, petting a dog, feeding a neighbor. It doesn't matter. Go out with intent to make a difference to somebody else. The way that you greet your staff in the morning is every day the same. But one day you pause and you can tell them a joke when you come up, and it makes their day. Small little things that you need to do, some big things. And I think that I do intentionally. The second thing I do intentionally is to phone my loved ones randomly to tell them I love them. I would phone my brother, who hates being hugged, randomly and tell him, "I love you, Dad." And he would say, "Why?" I said, "No, just do it." And I can hear him lift up when I do that. So I do that. I do random compliments. I do random phone calls. And then with my clients, I intentionally try and get behind what scares them about this whole journey of planning your things for your demise. I think clients walk through our doors and they know that we're knowledgeable. They know that we're acting ethically, but they're still scared of this process. And it's very much something very near to them that they don't want to encounter. So at Trustees for the Future, we really treat our clients respectful, but we intentionally find out what are the things that they're scared about and try and get that out the way so they feel at home and that they feel that this journey is not as much of a mountain to climb as they thought it was going to be. And I think in that, we also make a difference.
Colin, that was so good. Almost hesitant to ask. We always end off these podcasts with a tip of the week, and I always ask my guests to give a tip of the week. That already sounded like a beautiful tip of the week. Is there anything else that you want to finally add before we end off? Maybe something else that you want to share with the listeners as a tip of the week?
Yes. Quickly, and I have touched on it about the George Kinder book, Lighting the Torch, and I think in making that difference, ensure that when you have a relationship or an encounter with somebody else, my tip is to really find out what ignites their torch. When you manage staff, find out what makes their torch light up. And in every encounter in my path where I can physically see in a person's eyes, in their body language, I've touched their hearts. I think the tip is to make sure that whomever you encounter along your way, light their torch. Make sure they burn brightly, and make sure that encounter, be that briefly at a moment in time, is something that is memorable, and live your life to make a difference.
Thank you, Karen. That was amazing. I loved having you here. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come and share some thoughts and some ideas about what it is that you're doing in the company and the amazing difference you and your team are making every day. Thank you for that. So all that's left for today, it's just to thank our production team again for all of their hard work behind the scenes. If you want to get a hold of me, the email address, as always, is paul@iwpk.co.za. And thank you to everybody that has sent emails over the last few weeks. I really appreciate you reaching out. If you want to get a hold of Karen or anybody in the Trustees for the Future team, we will post the links to the Trustees for the Future website on social media. Otherwise, you can simply go and Google Trustees for the Future. And all that remains for today is just to congratulate yourself for making the choice to have a more intentional life, to be the architect of your life and your success, and not to just let it happen. May the rest of your week be an amazing intentional journey.